Hi, this is a dictation for Michelle Gray, Michelle Gray. Date of service is 8/15/2023. Date of birth 7/17/1977. The patient is here for a procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy. Date of procedure is 8/16/2023. Sorry for that. And not 8/15. The procedure done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection at L5-S1 with fluoroscopy with steroid and Marken number 2 epidurogram. The procedure is done according to the protocol. Medical indications are ongoing severe pain in the lower back for last several years with no relief with the injections and patient has been treated at Henry Ford Pain Clinic and a sacroiliac joint was done. She also had a radio frequency nerve ablation for medial branch blocks, but it was never relieved her more than 6 months. At this time, patient is not able to make to the appointment, which are so delayed, and so she is changing her doctor for that reason. And so the patient arrives and she wants to do this procedure. She has signed a consent. MRI was discussed with her at length, and it appears that patient has large spur at the there is a bulging disc at L5-S1, L4, L5. One second. Central colon canal stenosis at L4-L5, and ligament of flavum hypertrophy L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. There is a facet joint effusion, degenerative changes in the facet joint throughout, central canal stenosis and bilateral neuroforamen stenosis. Compression of right L4 nerve root is observed. At L5-S1, the facet joints are again degenerated. We are attempting to help her with the disc pain issue, and if it doesn't help, then a facet joint injections will be attempted. Patient was also, so the procedure is done according to the protocol of epidural. She was very sleepy, a flumazenil, 1 cc injection IV was given to bring her awake so that she could go home. Other than that, patient tolerated the procedure good and walked out nicely. She was also given a office visit today, and the description of the office visit is actually the same as the same visit of 8/2/2023, dictation number 0812-084. Can you please copy and paste the entire visit for her? Except in the end, please mention that we reviewed the further treatment protocol, that we provided her Senacort, S-E-N-A-K-O-T, 25 milligram PRN, 30 tablets for relief of constipation with one refill. I also provided Movantik, M-O-V-A-N-T-I-K, 12.5 milligram daily, 30 tablets for further constipation relief. Percocet 10 over 325 were provided every 12 hours, 30 days, or 60 tablets. After reviewing the MAPS and the MRIs and the physical exam, that is consistent. Physical therapy is continuing for this patient, and she's also trying conservative treatment with all the medications, and otherwise she's a very cooperative patient. She has been discussed with the drug screen reports, and they look okay. She also has been advised about marijuana. She's been advised about yoga, meditation, also use of calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and collagen. She has been advised to lose weight. She is also seeing an orthopedic surgeon at Henry Ford Hospital, who is going to do a total knee replacement bilaterally. She has been consulting there. Some of the pain is also emanating from there. Thank you.